was there for about 30 years, I think. And Mum was there nearly 30 years. And Dad was a cook and Mum was in the laundry. She worked in the laundry for all those, you know, 29 years, I think, while she was there.
That must have been very heavy work there.
Yeah, she said it was, you know, it wasn't actually heavy. It was just constant. I was only supposed to be on the cleaning staff for 3 months and then they were looking for a hairdresser because the other lady was off sick. They asked me if I'd do it one Saturday and that one evening. So I did that for about 18 months. And then the position became vacant and then they had to put in for some product and I was there ever since, nearly 25 years.
It must have been a really... I mean, hairdressing is something that is sort of there to bring up everybody's spirits in a way.
They used to love it. Even the men, because I used to just do the ladies, and then when the male hairdressers left, I used to have to do the men as well, and plus the shave. Must be called the old fellas, you know, cheeky old devils. But I enjoyed every minute of it. I fell in love with the ladies, you know. It was so sad to see that, to think that, you know, they were men working for their families, and then to end up like that, it was so sad.
Mm.
I enjoyed every minute of it. I miss them. And I remember I went over to Ward 2 one day and one of the old ladies was there. She was beautiful. Anyway, one sister said to me, "You tell the hairdresser what you did." So I didn't wet the bed, she said. "It rained through the night," she said, "and the roof leaked." Oh, love it. Then she winked at me. I thought she was funny. Loved the jokes and, you know, to keep a joke with her. And a lot of them did that. But then after a while, after the years when they weren't, you weren't allowed, I mean, some of them had nicknames and they've had the nicknames for years and years and years. And all of a sudden they changed all, you weren't allowed to, had to call them by their proper name and you weren't allowed to laugh and joke with them. And then the residents changed too. You know, they sort of weren't happy-go-lucky like they used to be. Yeah, and that's the thing.
And when did that happen?
When all these, you know, these people came over, that their rights, you know, they've got rights, which certainly they did have rights.
Mm.
But then, I mean, they went overboard for saying that you're not allowed to call them their nicknames. And, like, there's one poor fellow called Pinky. Well, you weren't allowed to call him Pinky anymore. But, well, he knows that name and he loves it.
Mm.
But you weren't allowed to joke with him. Or if you joke with him, you're abusing him. Things like this. And, oh, dear. That's just strange. That's some strange ideas.
Well, that must have been very difficult
it
for
was,
everybody
yeah.
working
but
there.
It was about people that worked there for years, that knew the residents. It was hard. It's hard, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
It's just why there's so much crime here. I mean, they couldn't understand why it was all stopped.
Mm.
That was something, I mean, the staff had put on ward that do their own cooking. The nursing staff on each ward would all do some cooking and put on a Christmas party for it. And then they'd have their big Christmas party over in the hall. And then another time they'd have their fancy dress ball. Oh, God, they thought that was gorgeous.
And the preparation for it would have been something.
Yes, I mean, the staff, I mean, that's what I say, the staff, the nursing staff, I think they all should have medals. I think, you know, the things they did put themselves out to do for those residents.
Mm.
And it was all stopped. It was cruel to do it, to stop it. I mean, they reckon that they should mix in with the you know, outside people. I mean, that was their little do-not, the outsiders do.